Prophet Jeremiah was one of the prophets persecuted and ridiculed by his own people. He was mocked, denounced, and abandoned, even by his close friends and relatives, because he stands firm with the Lord. He defended and entrusted everything to the Lord and never doubt his God, as he said, "But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten." So Jeremiah is advising us that everything will be well with the Lord, even if our enemies seem winning. But it is just temporary. At the end, the Lord will prevail and be victorious, and we will triumph with Him. It will take place because the Lord is more powerful than our problems, difficulties, and sickness. With Him, we will be victors. And if you are in distress, read this Psalm 18, our responsorial psalm. It says, "In my distress, I called the Lord, and He heard my voice." And then, "The Lord is my shield and the source of my salvation, my stronghold. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge." So when you are in distress, anxious, it seems that no light, read Psalm 18. "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want." Being with the Lord needs open mind and docility. The Pharisees had difficulty in believing in Jesus because of their closed mind and pride. They don't listen to the words and works of Jesus because they only listen to themselves. Only those who were simple and willing to listen with open heart can discover who Jesus is. That's why in our gospel we heard, "Many came to him and they were saying, 'John performed no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true.' And many believed in him there." So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we are in the last days of the season of Lent, let us pray that we may continue to see the saving works of Jesus in our lives, that He may open our hearts and follow Him, and through us, others may see who Jesus is through our love, concern, compassion, and care for them. And always remember, God is with us. That's why in the responsorial psalm, again, we are being reminded and kin. And this can be our prayer too. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice.